to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. And today we are going to be looking at the community calendar for the week of March 6th. To begin with, we want to remind everybody that the Spring Story Hour sign-up begins on the 7th, which is this coming Monday. The theme is Ribbit, Ribbit, Read, and it lasts for 6 weeks. You can come to one session per week, and this is for children ages 3 to 5. So if you want to call down to the library at 355-6674, we will visit with you and see when the best time to put your children in for Story Hour will be. On March the 11th, which is next Friday, the library will be having a Hot Rod Day, and this is going to be taking place from 2 to 4 p.m. The library has some displays of cars right now at the library, which will also be on display at that day. We will have a small craft for the kids to do, some snacks. The Lincoln Cub Scouts are bringing in their Pinewood Derby track, so anybody that has any Pinewood Derby cars and would like to race them just to have some fun for the afternoon, bring them down and race them with the Lincoln Cub Scouts. Also, local enthusiasts will be bringing their personal classic cars to park in front of the library. That's going to be on Prairie Street, just north of the library entrance. We invite everybody to come down for a couple of hours, starting from 2, lasting till 4. This program is sponsored by the library and Lynn Energies. For the Kearney County Extension and Kansas State Research Office, on the 6th, which is Sunday, they have a Prairie View 4-H Club meeting at 6 p.m. in Deerfield. On Monday the 7th, they have Stay Strong, Stay Healthy at 11 a.m. at the Senior Center. At 6 o'clock, there's Junior Leaders and Chantilly 4-H. At 7 o'clock, there will be 4-H People Pleasers as well. On Tuesday the 8th, they have an Executive Board meeting at 5:30 p.m. at the Extension Office. On Wednesday the 9th, there's a Pride meeting at 5:30, also a Fair Board meeting that night. On Friday the 11th, there's Stay Strong, Stay Healthy again at 11 at the Senior Center. And then on the 12th, there's a Tractor Safety course in Syracuse. So if any of these programs caught your interest, you can contact 355-6551 to get more information. On March 12th, which is next Saturday, there's going to be an I'll Try Anything Once vendor show. This will be taking place from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and is going to be located at the Veterans Memorial Building in Lakin, Kansas. There will be free admission. There will be door prizes given away hourly, and we'll have concessions. So if you're needing something to do on that Saturday, be sure to stop by the Memorial Building in Lakin for the I'll Try Anything Once show. For the Lakin Recreation Commission, on Sunday the 6th, there's men's basketball tournament. The times will be announced. On Monday, Insanity will be at 5:30 a.m. Water aerobics at 6 p.m. Men's basketball tournament at 7 p.m. On Tuesday the 8th, there's Paio Live at 5:30 a.m. and water aerobics at 6 p.m. Wednesday, there's Insanity at 5:30 a.m., sewing at 1 p.m. Then there's also a Lakin Recreation Commission board meeting at 5:30 p.m. On Thursday the 10th, there's Paio Live at 5:30 and water aerobics at 6 p.m. Friday, there's Paio Live at 5:30 a.m. and Insanity at 5:30 a.m. If anything caught your interest and you want more information on some of these programs, contact the Lakin Recreation Commission at 355-7039. On Thursday, March 10th at 6 p.m. at the Deerfield High School Gymnasium, there's going to be the Dairyland Donkey Ball. If you're interested in attending, you can obtain tickets at Cinnamon Bear. Advance tickets are $6. Tickets at the door will be $8. There will be free donkey rides for children 12 and under at the intermission, and concessions will be available. If you want more information, you can contact Morgan Betris at 426-8301, and this is sponsored by the Deerfield Elementary PTO. The Kearney County Hospital is putting on childbirth education classes. Each class is in two sessions from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Kearney County Hospital, one on March 7th and the other on March 8th. Topics include anatomy, physiology, terminology, true labor versus false labor, birth center process, variations in labor and birth, baby care basics, breastfeeding, a tour of the birth center, after delivery care, and pain relief options in labor. If you are interested in registering, contact Becky Chapel at 355-7112 at extension 15 2-1. The Lake and Recreation Commission is putting on a hunter safety course for Saturday, March 12th, 8:30 to 5, and Sunday, March 13th. These times are yet to be announced. This will be held at the Lake and Gun Club, which is at 1860 Road 170, or 3 miles east on Highway 50, turn north on V5. This is limited to the first 50 people to sign up, and lunch will be provided on Saturday. For more information, you can contact the Lake and Recreation Commission at 355-7039 or Rich Higgins at 353-8626. Tuesday, March 15th at the Kearney County Library at 7 p.m., there will be a weather information meeting. Everyone is considered a weather spotter, so the public is encouraged to attend and get information on how to recognize severe weather, develop a plan, and be ready to act when threatening weather approaches. So if you're interested, be sure to mark your calendar for Tuesday, March 15th at 7 p.m. at the Kearney County Library. For the Kendall Lakin United Methodist Church, on Sunday the 6th, there will be Alpha Omega at 7 p.m. On Monday, Men's Emmaus meets at 6:30 a.m., Women's Emmaus at 5 p.m., After Choir Bible Study at 6:30 p.m., and there will be a worship committee meeting at 6 p.m. On Tuesday, there's going to be a discipleship training, and this will be held in Manhattan. And then on Saturday, Community Emmaus will be at 6:30 p.m. If you're interested in obtaining more information about any of these events, you can contact the church at 355-6102. The Lakin City Council will be meeting at 6:30 p.m. this Wednesday on March 9th. If you're interested in attending that meeting, it will be held at the Lakin City Hall. On Wednesday, March 9th, the Lakin Wesleyan Church wants to invite everyone to attend the Steve Pennington, the Pro Kids Show. This will be an evening of magic, music, and fun for everyone. The Wesleyan Church is located at 607 Krause Street here in Lakin. If you're interested in attending that evening, it begins at 6:30 p.m. and admission is free. Again, that is Wednesday, March 9th, 6:30 p.m. at the Lakin Wesleyan Church. With severe weather coming on, I want to remind everybody that the severe tones for a tornado is 3 to 4 minute blasts in 10 minutes, and then they will repeat until the warning is over. The designated storm shelters for Lakin is the basement of the courthouse, and for Deerfield, it is the high school locker rooms, and you can enter at the northwest door. For the Kearney County Senior Center for March 7th, they will be having PATH exercises at 10 in the morning. On Tuesday the 8th, they will have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, and then there will be a Garden City shopping trip at 11. On Wednesday, there's coffee at 8, and as a reminder, there will be no meal at the Senior Center because the Soup and Sermon series is taking place at the Memorial Building. So if you're interested in attending the Soup and Sermon series, be sure to go to the Memorial Building on Wednesday the 9th at noon. On Thursday the 10th, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, and bingo at 1:30. On Friday, they have coffee again at 8 and PATH exercises at 10. If you want to get more information on any of these programs, you can contact the Senior Center at 355-6482. For our local school districts, we'll start with Deerfield this week. They have one event happening this week, and that is on Tuesday, March 8th. They have a kindergarten first grade music program. They will have one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and another one at 7 p.m. So if you can't make the 2 o'clock program, you can attend the 7 o'clock program. For the Lakin School District, there's a high school High Plains League basketball coaches meeting at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday the 8th, there's middle school wrestling here at 4 p.m. On Wednesday, there's high school basketball state, and that'll be at Hutchison. On Thursday, the state high school basketball tournament again is at Hutchison. There will be middle school wrestling at Cimarron at 4 p.m. On Friday the 11th, they will have a half day of school. This is be the end of the 9 weeks, so teachers will be spending the other half of the day working up the grades for the end of the 9 weeks. And also, the high school basketball tournament is at Hutchison again if you want to attend. On Saturday the 12th, there's high school forensics at Leota, and the last day for the high school basketball tournament in Hutchison. On March 9th, the Southwest Kansas Groundwater Management District is having their 41st annual meeting. This will be held at the Gray County 4-H building in Cimarron. The meeting starts at 9 a.m. Lunch will be served at noon. Speakers will include Mark Rood, the executive director of GMD3, Tracy Streeter of Kansas Water Office, Brownie Wilson of Kansas Geological Survey, and Susan Metzger of the Kansas Department of Agriculture. If you want to obtain more information about the 41st Annual Meeting, you can contact 275-7147. Other events happening within the county for the week of March 6th. On March 7th, in Deerfield, there is going to be a city council meeting at 6 p.m. and a fire management meeting at 7. On Tuesday the 8th, in Lakin, there's an EMT meeting at 6 and an AA meeting at 8 p.m. On Wednesday the 9th, there's TOPS. They'll be meeting at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 for weigh-in, and the meeting starts at 8. The Kearney Conservation District will have a meeting at 10. The Pride Committee will have a meeting at 5:30. On Thursday the 10th in Deerfield, there will be a Deerfield Recreation Commission meeting at 8. In Lakin, there will be immunizations at the Health Department from 9 in the morning to 11. Then there will be a break for lunch, and then they'll return at 1 o'clock and go to 3 o'clock that afternoon. They'll have a Lakin Gun Club at 7 and the Lakin AA meeting at 8. And just to come back to the library to finish up the program for today, remember that Monday we begin sign up for our Spring Story Hour for children 3 to 5. Be sure to contact the library at 355-6674 to do that for your kids. And then also on March the 11th, remember we have our Hot Rod Day. That will begin at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and go to 4 as a come-and-go event. You can come and enjoy snacks, do a craft for the kids, race on the Pinewood Derby track if you have your Pinewood Derby cars, and then look at some of the classic vehicles that our local enthusiasts have brought out for the community to look at. And of course, having our local enthusiasts come out is dependent on the weather. So if it is inclement weather, they will not be able to bring their vehicles out, but all the other activities will be inside the library, so you're more welcome to still come by and have some fun. That's going to do it this time for Between the Lines. Everybody, enjoy and have a fun and safe week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.